This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, we gave away the Heat tickets already today. We do have our other contest, the Jason Taylor football that we're giving out. We're going to have more Heat tickets tomorrow as well, but would you mind if I just give this code one more time? Would that be okay?
Yeah. So this is day two of the code.
Yes, and it's a Jason Taylor autograph football courtesy of Power Financial Credit Union. Again, clues every day through Thursday. Then on Friday, you got to have all four of them, and you can have a chance to win.
I got to write down yesterday's again.
Okay. And this is all sponsored by Power Financial Credit Union. Okay. Join today and empower your money to do more. Today's clue is Taylor. There you go.
All right.
Taylor.
Okay.
And if you missed yesterday's, go back in the podcast and you fish it out from in there. We'll leave it in there.
Are you really making everybody work? You can't just tease them and give them
I am simply the messenger on this one, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So two more to go to get that Jason Taylor signed autograph.
Why do you get a question for everything?
You think he puts a little Hall of Fame on there? That Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
99 Hall of Famer.
I would think so, right?
That special club, man. Special club.
You know what those inscriptions do? Might raise the value of the item.
Oh, you're unbelievable. Gosh. I just feel dirty. Every time I'm with you, like something.
I'm sorry,
man.
I was just telling you.
Like now, every time somebody wants an autograph, I'm trying to make money. It's going to make more money. All right. Hey, welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. By the way, I want to thank Jeff Darlington. That was. Some good stuff. He spent a bunch of time with Tua and talks and a lot of different things. Man, one thing about it, everybody's got an opinion about the Tua that talks, the Tua that walks, the Tua that's injured, the Tua that throws, the Tua that he's been through it all, man. Under the microscope, and I'm guessing. Well, listen, he's got a big contract. He's not going anywhere, so that should be done. The question is staying healthy. And the question is to get a good backup quarterback. That's all, right? Get a good backup quarterback. Some of you have already called for Cam Ward. I don't think we're going to be bad enough to get Cam Ward. They're going for a playoff position. You're probably not going to be able to get Cam Ward. I'm just guessing early, and I'm not Mel Kiper Jr. But I don't know. It seems to me that Cam Ward's going to be one of the first three quarterbacks taken. And we have found out usually the first couple of quarterbacks go real early in the draft. Now, I might be wrong. I might be wrong. And then the other thing is the Daniel Joneses of the world, and there will be more to come. Who's the starting quarterback? Levis for the Tennessee?
Yeah, they're going to get a
quarterback. How do you feel about him as a backup?
He's terrible.
Well, I mean, he started.
I mean, I don't.
He had a good game against us last year. He had the best game of his life.
Yeah, he only plays well against us, but he'll play well for us. I don't know.
Well, he didn't get to play last time. Remember, he got injured. And
yeah, I know. That sucked.
Even the other guy came in.
Yeah.
Is that Rudolph?
We screwed up by hurting him in that game. The other guy came in and played a game of his life.
Oh, man.
You know, they got mock drafts all over the place, by the way.
I did for the last night or the night before. It's the first
funny.
Time I...
It's early. Early mock drafts.
By the way, those mock drafts, they work. Everybody puts one out, and everybody goes, oh, they're a joke, and then everybody looks at them just to see. It's one of those I go, oh, come on, this guy's doing a mock... and I look.
So two that I've looked at already have Travis Hunter going to Jacksonville.
One overall.
Yeah, and I don't know, man.
Is Jacksonville with one loss? They got to have. Or one win? No,
yeah,
one loss.
One or two.
Yeah. One loss the first week.
First quarterback would be Shedeur Sanders going to Tennessee. Then they got Cam going to the Giants at four.
So I want to ask you.
The Dolphins are down
the Raiders,
well, with a defensive lineman from Michigan.
The Raiders, they skipped last year, didn't get aggressive. Everybody thought they would, and they go, no, we're going to go with two guys from last year. We think they're good enough. They got to go get a quarterback.
This mock draft has them taking Will Johnson out of Michigan, a cornerback.
I don't know.
But, again, there's no other quarterbacks like at the top of this thing, though. You're right about that part of it. You have Cam and you have Shedeur Sanders.
I think some people like the Texas quarterback, Ewers.
I don't even know. I mean, he's not even on here, Joe. I don't see him on here.
But,
I don't even know if he's eligible.
So you, and by the way, the Giants, the Titans, the Raiders, the Browns, do the Browns get a quarterback? Or do they go back with Deshaun Watson? You know they'd love to get rid of him. They've seen enough. There is no question if they could tell the truth and they would just love to let him go right now if they didn't owe him so much money.
All
over the next couple of years.
So here's what you got. You got Shedeur Sanders at four. This is their rankings. You're Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward. Then you got Jalen Milroe is on there.
Oh, yeah, from Alabama. I did
Quinn
see
Ewers
him.
Is on there. I guess he could go back to school, no?
No, isn't he about out of years? I don't know. By the way, I'm not sure they want him to come back. They got Manning ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know how good he is. Garrett Neusmeyer from LSU. Carson Beck from Georgia.
Not...
Drew
Those
Aller
two?
From Penn State, Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. There you go.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
What do you think? I've watched all four of those guys play.
I don't know,
I just
man.
Saw the SEC guys play.
I don't try picking quarterbacks. That's a tough business.
I'll tell you one thing.
Business.
That Alabama quarterback is one athletic cat. Man. Summer runs. And we have seen recently when you got that added little – extra thing called running that a quarterback can do. Oh, God.
So, look, we've been talking about taking a quarterback in the first round, and theoretically the Dolphins will not be able to do that, right? Because you only have two quarterbacks that are first-round guys. I don't think Jalen Milroe is all that great. I know he can run and all. I've seen him play USF two consecutive years. He was terrible in both games. He benched in one of them. He was so bad.
He hasn't been benched this year.
No, I think it was last year he got
benched.
Might
have even been before that. I mean, he's been pretty good for a while.
He was bad in the game this
year. You need
to
let that go, though, man.
All right.
Don't try to Mel Kiper Jr. and Jr. and tell me somebody's bad already.
He's got 15 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
Okay.
Carson Beck from Georgia. That's the kind of guy that would fall to where the Dolphins would be picking.
I'm going to pass.
He's not a first rounder. You go in the second round?
No, if they like him and somebody says, hey, we can get him. Woody, I got to tell you, we do need to develop another guy. I agree. And I'm where everybody says we should keep taking quarterbacks. I've come around on that. But I'll tell you what, the Daniel Jones of the world, he's got to be looking going, and I know it's not easy. And you think somebody takes another chance on him, first of all, to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? Or are people going, he can't play? Because they gave him a contract. They made him – he got money in the bank now. He did get that second contract.
A lot of guys that got contracts, I don't know if they can play.
I'm sure he's looking, he and his agent, like I'm still a starter. Get me on a team that's got a shaky quarterback and I'll go there or somewhere where I might be able to – He might be in that group. You know what, Daniel Jones? I don't know enough about him. I only seem to see his bad games where he's really bad. But a lot of people are saying that system that he's in is just not very good, doesn't have a lot of talent. The O-lines have not been very good. I don't know. Seems like the theme that we see a lot. All these quarterbacks can't be that bad. Sometimes it's got to be system, doesn't it? Doesn't have to be coaching. Look at that Chicago thing. Doesn't matter.
Well, a lot of guys are getting recycled now. Like the Baker Mayfield story is cool. The Darnold story is cool.
So that's what I'm asking.
I just don't know.
Daniel Jones? Is that Daniel Jones?
I think he's in a bad situation there, clearly.
Send him to therapy and then bring him in.
Send him here. Can we do that, though? Like, I know that's not our thing, like bringing in another guy that can compete. Like, that hasn't been the Dolphins' thing.
Somebody told me something else really interesting. It's hard for these guys that are making really good money, starting quarterbacks, and now you tell them to come in for a couple million bucks. They're like, what? Oh, hell no. I need none. I'm going to need. And he's going to have a lot of teams in around. And whatever you think of Daniel Jones, he's going to have a lot of teams. They're going to want to add him as a quarterback. Whether you tell him he's got a chance to be the starter or he's going to be the backup, it's going to happen. All right. We got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. We need the Broncos to slow down a little bit. Back at 6-5 after beating up on Atlanta and currently own that 7th seed in the AFC. 7th seed Joe's my name. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, let's get you one more weather report here, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 78 degrees, partly cloudy, and no rain in the forecast. Going to be cold here coming up, JoJo, in a few days.
Yeah.
Cold front's coming.
It's all right. Be nice to get up there, 3-4 in the morning, and nice and chilly out. It'd be great. A couple days of that won't hurt anything. Hey, we want to thank everybody for being with us here for this 9 o'clock hour. We do have a lot of stuff going on, and appreciate you always staying with us through everything during the holiday season as we get ready to kick that bad boy off here pretty soon. Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, man. Next Thursday. Not this Thursday. Next Thursday. And be talking more football, man, as the Dolphins got two games in 4 days. Sunday. By the way, you win two games in 4 days, you're back to .500 after the way this thing started would be unbelievable. And then all bets are off, man. Those odds will start to change a little bit, and confidence and everything else. So I got to take care of this game first against the Patriots. As you'll see, their rookie quarterback will be playing. We'll see that show for the first time. He didn't play in the first game, but Drake May will be playing in this one. They're a feisty team, man. They seem to hang in there with just about everybody. They're 3-8 on the year. They did lose 28-22 to the Rams, but so be fun to watch and see. Patriots and good schemes and everything. This Belichick thing is pretty funny. There's so many stories about Belichick out there. So now Belichick's name, the two hottest seats right now in the NFL. I think everybody would agree. And there's five or six guys at least going to get fired. But two guys on top of the list right now are coaching in Dallas and Jacksonville. Those jobs, you're done. You're done. And you're hoping to finish the year, honestly, because it's bad. So Belichick's name has been mentioned with both those jobs. And Bill's all over TV. Yesterday, my God, I didn't realize on Mondays. He's all over everything. He's with McAfee. Then he goes, hey, don't go away. Peyton Manning's got going to break down the games. And they do a good job, man. If you're a hardcore fan, Peyton and Bill Belichick get after it. I mean, Bill knows all the teams and what their weaknesses are. And look at that's really good stuff if you like it. But he's not doing that just to entertain you. He wants everybody to know I can still and I want to coach is what he wants to do. I don't see the Dallas Cowboy fit. I don't see it. I get stuck on one thing, and it may be small, and maybe I'm not giving Bill Belichick enough credit. I can't see after a game Bill Belichick has to wait until Jerry Jones does talks to the media. And then the coach comes out behind Jerry Jones. That's how huge Jerry Jones' ego is. So Jerry Jones talks to the media. Jerry, what do you think? Jerry, is your coach in trouble? Jerry, what are your thoughts on your comments from your Jerry, what do you think of your roster? You know, and he answers, and hey, I'm not. And then now Bill Belichick's got to come out, and he's got to answer stuff that Jerry Jones just said a few minutes ago. Like, Bill Belichick goes from running everything. He decides everything going on in New England. The last of a dying breed of I have final say on friggin' everything. And now he's got Jerry Jones and his kid to deal with. And I know he wants to coach. I know he wants to coach. And the Jacksonville job makes sense to me. That one makes sense. Dallas one.
Why does it make sense, though? Why would anybody – he's going to be 73 by the time the next season would start. Why would anybody want to bring in a 73-year-old coach?
I think this Jacksonville thing is a mess. And by the way, on top of it, they gave a quarterback who should be in his absolute prime. He's no longer a rookie or a second-year player. This Trevor Lawrence thing. By the way, I couldn't have been more wrong about a first overall pick than I've been about him. And I don't know if it's all his fault, but I do know he missed a lot of open throws. He didn't get a complete haul pass on this. I just think they might go, well, screw it. I don't think anybody here knows what they're doing. We might as well let Bill Belichick come in, and he wins everywhere he goes.
I don't know, man. I think the way to go is to find one of these young guys. Kind of the way the Dolphins found Mike McDaniel, right? I mean, you got Sean McVay, you got, you know,
how many
Shanahan,
more?
You got LaFleur. Like,
I don't even know who the next guy up is. Who's the next guy?
I don't know who's
the next hot name.
Remember what it used to be? It used to be anyone that was like worked anywhere near Sean McVay.
Well, then it was Shanahan.
It was an automatic job.
Shanahan spit out a guy to the Jets, the Texans, and the Dolphins from his coaching staff.
If I were running an organization, that would be the direction I would go. I wouldn't bring in a 73-year-old who's hell-bent on breaking a record.
Well, they got to know that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but like
Bill will never come clean. That relationship was so bad. I think that added fire between Bill Belichick and Don Shula. Coach Shula's the one that came up with Belichick. I think that was creative. I think Don Shula got creative. I think that was his. Did anybody catch the Super Bowl with the top 100 players that was last time here in Miami? They had to split those guys up. Remember, everybody was in a group by position you played? They put Shula on one side and Belichick on the other. And anybody thinks Bill Belichick, who's got all the rings in the world, I mean, he probably gonna have that record the rest of his life. Nothing against Andy Reid, but probably not gonna sniff the record of rings that Bill Belichick has. But he's got one other record that he would love to have, and he's so close. He wants Don Shula's 347 mark. That's what he wants. I didn't think somebody would give him the job, because I think every GM and football operation guy, I think they're all scared to death that he's coming in to run the show. And nobody wants to lose their power. I think every GM and president that are together run to the owner and go, Bill's not the answer. He's going to run everything. He's a pain in the ass to work with. He's not easy. He won't be easy on you. Call the Patriots owner. Don't you think all that stuff takes place when he gets close? What happened in Atlanta? Looked like he was a guy. You give a guy a second interview?
You gotta admit that was hilarious. Guy's been coaching for 50 years. You need to bring him in for a second interview?
Oh, yeah. I think that was...
Like, hey, Bill, you know, we're not really sure about you, what you're all about. Can you come back?
Woody, I think that was a crushing blow to his ego.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like, are you kidding? That's the way I get treated? You see more... I've had more wins in 1 year against you guys than this whole... He had to throw that one out. I even let you guys lead by 24 and came back and beat you.
That's true. So, look, if we're taking guys off of TV, I think Rex Ryan would be a better coach than Bill Belichick.
Rex, no.
I think players relate to him a lot better than they would Bill Belichick.
So you're buying the be on ESPN for a year and you're really good?
No,
and
now I mean, I'm not saying that that's who I would hire. But...
Or you can be a GM because you're on the shows all day on ESPN?
John Gruden's back on TV now, too, technically. He's with Barstool now.
That's
so he's got his name back
Barstool,
in there.
Barstool's not going to get you back on.
Probably not. But he's back out there.
I just love that.
By the way, he obviously wants to coach again.
Sexy Rexy?
No, Gruden.
Yeah. He's done. When he gets done ripping all these guys, if he thinks he's done, he's going after everybody. By the way, Bill Belichick gets after pretty good with everybody, too, now. And Rex Ryan has ripped everybody. Rex looks like he's thrown in the towel because he goes after anybody. Who was he ripping the other day? Who did I see? Oh, offensive coordinator for the Ravens. Henry didn't touch the ball in the second half or in the fourth quarter. He was killing him. And when he goes on a rip job, they're pretty entertaining. They're getting after it pretty good.
Look, it's a whole heck of a lot easier to sit in the ESPN, seat and second-guess people, right?
Well, why don't you ask Jeff Saturday, who was critiquing everybody and then got to be the coach on a sideline. He looked like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, except he won the first game, remember?
Yeah, but you remember all the other things? Like, man, there's a lot going on. Yeah. Hey, I got any timeouts left? What do the numbers say here? Should I go for it or not? Hey, how far can our kicker kick it again?
So Belichick shows up to McAfee or the Peyton Manning show. I fast forward. He's terrible on the Manning cast. He has ruined the Manning cast. I don't even know if he's on every week because I stopped watching it. I can't listen to him.
Somebody thinks he needs to be on that he gets people to watch.
He's just boring. And the whole being disrespectful to the media your entire career and now you're a part of it. I don't know, man.
Got to give him credit about one thing.
So fraudulent.
That little 24-year-old, you got to give him a little credit there.
I mean, yeah, if he's alive long enough to not have to give all his money away.
I got to tell you, I saw you see the piece on the ex-girlfriend?
No.
She's in her 50s. She looks great. Mm. Oh, no, she might even be 60
now. He's dividing the money up between all of them? What's he doing
with
all that
money?
Well,
she's still hurt.
He's got a lot of it, I'm guessing.
Bill must be doing something right. The other one's still hurt. She looks like she's still a little injured by this whole thing. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get. We're like X's and O's in Bill Belichick's personal life. Kyle Krabs, the host of a Locked On Fence podcast, going to join us next. Stay with us.